Come on. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We welcome you this morning here at First Baptist Church. My name is Reverend Dr. Anthony E. Neal, pastor of First Baptist Church of Baden, and we're so thankful that you're here with us this morning to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. Let us go to the throne of grace. All wise eternal Father, we come this morning with praise upon our lips, with thanksgiving in our hearts. For we know this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together, to worship you, to praise you, to glorify you, to lift you up on this morning. Oh, gracious Father, we pray right now that your Holy Spirit will fall fresh in this place, that your Holy Spirit will fall fresh upon those who are tuning in via Facebook, those who are listening to the conference call, that you will pour into their hearts right now. We are so grateful for this opportunity to gather once again to praise you, to lift you up, to exalt your name, for we know, Heavenly Father, you are worthy of the praise. So have your way right now in this worship service. Bless all the hearts and souls that are watching and tuning in. And we just thank you again for this opportunity to gather and praise your holy name. We lift all these things up in the name that's above every name, at the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And that name is Jesus Christ, our Lord, we do pray. And all the sanctified saints of God said amen, amen, and amen. We are so thankful again, my brothers and sisters, for you who are joining in to worship with us via Facebook, those who are tuning in via our conference call. We're so grateful, for we know the Lord has blessed us throughout this week, and we're so grateful for his many, many blessings. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning we'll find in the book of 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, and we're going to look at verses 16 through 24. Again, that's 1 John chapter 3, and we're going to look at verses 16 through 24. And when you found that passage, when you found that pericope, we ask that you would say amen. If you could throw up send an amen, if you could put a thumbs up so that we know that you have found that passage of Scripture so we can be all on one accord. Again, that's 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 24. Amen. I see some amens. We praise God for all our Bible scholars, all our seasoned saints, those who are finding this passage. Amen. Amen. I see some more amens. We praise God for you. And the Word of God reads, and this will be from the New Revised Standard Version, "We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us." You've just heard in your reading, saints, 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 24, God's word. for God's people. Amen. Amen. We must make sure that we are just not talking the talk, but we're actually walking the walk, and we're doing what God has commanded us to do, that we would love not just in word and speech, but in truth and in action. Amen. Amen. What a powerful passage of scripture this morning. We have a guest singer this morning. We're so thankful to have with us this morning Brother Brian Courtney Wilson. Brother Brian Courtney Wilson. And he's going to sing a selection for us, Worth Fighting For. Amen. Let us prepare our hearts to receive that selection, Worth Fighting For, by Brian Courtney Wilson.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed because I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Though heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure. You meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. You meant so much more, still worth fighting for. Now moving by faith and not by sight towards victory, by the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, and opening every door. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Thank you.
For that selection, worth fighting for, Brian Courtney Wilson. Amen. We praise God. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, all you have planned for me. Amen. Amen. We praise God for that wonderful selection. Amen. Amen. We hope that that selection encouraged your hearts and blessed your hearts at the same time. Amen. Amen. Let us prepare ourselves for this week as we are going into the United Missionary Baptist Association Spring Institute 2021, which will be on this next week, starting Monday, April 26th, tomorrow, from through April 30th, which is Monday through Friday. We'll have opening with our worship service, and that will be via Facebook Live, and then we'll have our Spring Institute virtual classes from Tuesday to Thursday, and that'll be from 7:20 to 7 p.m. via Zoom. And then also on Friday, we will have our closing worship service via Facebook Live. And all you have to do is tune in to the UMBA Facebook Live and also via Zoom. I know last week we mentioned that the classes would be, registration for the classes would end on last week, I believe, sometime, but we were so blessed to be able to have the classes extended this week. So if you could please register, if you have not already registered for the Spring Institute classes, you can go to umbacharlotte.org and you can register for the classes. And our deadline has been changed to 9:30 p.m. tonight, so please make sure that you register for the classes before 9:30 this evening. Amen. With this being the last Sunday in the month of April, we prepare to celebrate those celebrating birthdays in the month of May. So if you have a birthday or anniversary in the month of May, if you could put it in the comments so that we can make sure that we announce those birthdays and announce those anniversaries during our next service, which will be on May 2nd. And as we know, we will have our first Sunday service will be in the parking lot of First Baptist Church. So Sunday, May 2nd, we will be in the parking lot. We will also be broadcasting via Facebook Live. So if you would please make sure that you tune in. If you're able to come to the parking lot service, we hope that you're able to come and we would be able to worship together in spirit and truth. But again, our first Sunday service will be May 2nd. We will be in the parking lot of First Baptist Church. We will take communion together, and it will be a wonderful opportunity For us to worship and praise the Lord. And for those of you who are watching via Facebook or tuned in via our conference call, we will make sure that we're going to broadcast so you can worship with us as well, even though we'll be at 201 Wayne Street. So we praise God for that opportunity. One other thing, since we're going to be doing be in our UMBA Spring Institute next week, we will not have our pop call. So the pop call for this Tuesday coming up has been postponed until Tuesday, May 4th. Amen. 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 We praise God for all of you. Let us continue to be in prayer for my mother-in-law, First Lady Neil's mother, for her hospitalization. She's home now. She's resting. And we just praise God for her healing. And we just ask that you continue to lift her up in prayer. Let us also be in prayer for our other healing and recovering members, Sister Sybil Chandler, Sister Sadie Knight, Sister Mother Eula Lewis, and let us also be in prayer for Sister Geraldine Little. Amen. Amen. Let us also continue to be in prayer for our bereaved families, all of our bereaved families. Let us continue to be in prayer for them as well. We thank God for all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, who are worshiping with us on this last Sunday in the month of April. It seems like this month has gone by so quickly, and it seems like we're in spring, but it also feels like we're in winter. We praise God for this weather. It's been some weather we've not used to having in the spring, some little cool weather, but we praise God for the wonderful blessings He's blessed us with throughout this month. There is a word from the Lord, and if you have your Bibles, I ask that you would turn with me to the book of Daniel, to the book of Daniel chapter 3, Daniel chapter 3, and we're going to look at verses 14 through 28, Daniel chapter 3, verses 14 through 28. And once you have found that passage of scripture, if you could give us an amen. Again, that's Daniel chapter 3, verses 14 through 28. Amen, amen. Daniel chapter 3, verses 14 through 28. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version on this morning. Amen. See some amens. We praise God for you on this morning. And the word of God reads, Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and a furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound, into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the satraps, the administrators, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own." Amen. You've heard in your reading, saints, Daniel chapter 3, verses 14 through 28, God's word for God's people. Let us go to the throne of grace. All wise, eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come this morning to praise you, to glorify you. And I just ask right now, Heavenly Father, that you give me preaching power, preaching boldness, preaching conviction. I ask, Heavenly Father, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be pleasing to thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen. From this passage of scripture, my brothers and sisters, I'd like to use for a topic, you don't look like what you've been through. You don't look like what you've been through. Yes, my brothers and sisters, this story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is a story that we are all most familiar with because we admire and love to tell it, because it reveals the steadfastness and courage in the life of a child of God. And we see in this story, my brothers and sisters, that these three Hebrew boys are an encouragement to us, because they show us that if we just trust and stand on the word of God, that God will always come through. And we see that they stood on the word of God together, even in the face of danger, when King Nebuchadnezzar threatened to throw them into the fiery furnace. And to set the background for our text this morning, we see that the king had sent a decree throughout the land that mandated all of the people, all of those who were under his power, that all the people would bow down and worship this golden image when the music is played. But whoever did not bow down to this golden image would immediately be put to death. Yes, my brothers and sisters, he commanded that all the people bow down to his God, because he desired that his God would be the God of the land. But however, we see that these three Hebrew boys stood on the word of God. that said, "Thou shalt have no other God before me." Yes, my brothers and sisters, these three Hebrew boys had a faith, and they had a faith in God and trusted in God and said that they would only serve the true, wise, and only God. They would not sell out to Nebuchadnezzar, even though the king had blessed them with power. The king had blessed them with status. The king had blessed them with position, and they wouldn't give in and worship this golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had put before them. They would not be bought for a few dollars. They would not allow the position and power that the king had given them to serve a God other than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they had already determined for God that they would live, and for God they would die. And so when Nebuchadnezzar finally realized that these boys were serious, that they weren't going to worship this golden image that he had put together, he said, "I guess I'm going to have to show these boys that you never bite the hand that feeds you." And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, these were some brave soldiers in the army of the Lord. They trusted in God. They said, "We trust that God will deliver us from this fiery furnace. And if not, we're still not going to bow down and worship your idol, worship this golden image." Yes, my brothers and sisters, even though the possibility of being burned to a crisp did not change the minds of these young boys, they stood on the word of God. And it amazes me, my brothers and sisters, how so many people these days will forsake the word of God for position, for status, for power, for money. It amazes me that so many people will take God's word for granted. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I'm here to let you know, if the word of God says that you shall have no other God before me, that means the God of money, the God of power, the God of status, the God of yourself, none of those gods, the God of a husband or a wife, none of those gods will be the person or thing that you will worship. You shall have no other God before me. And these three Hebrew boys stood firm on God's word, and we see that God rescued them from hurt, harm, and danger of King Nebuchadnezzar and this fiery sisters. And my brothers and sisters, I am impressed at the fact that these boys stood on God's word without wavering, without blinking an eye. They were determined to not worship this golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had put up, that they would only serve God and serve God alone. And even though these three Hebrew boys are the main characters in our text this morning, I am most impressed with God. You see, the three Hebrew boys seem to overshadow this story, but the main character in our text this morning is God. This text is about what God is worthy of, who God is supposed to be in our lives, how God should be viewed, and where God is supposed to be in our life, how God will reward those who seek him diligently. And we see that in our text this morning. Listen, I love what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego do in the face of conflict and controversy, but I am most impressed with God. Can you comprehend, my brothers and sisters, what's going on in this text this morning? The king said that he would set the fire seven times hotter that would devour anything. We look at verse 19. It says, "He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated." And just to get an understanding of this, fire is typically 650 degrees Celsius. And so these boys stood within a furnace that was 4,500 degrees Celsius and walked out without a single hair singed on their head. Just from the heat of the fire could damage something. But these boys were in these violent flames and walked out with not even a blister on their hand. And they were in this fire, but the fire does not not harm them. The fire does not scorch them. The fire does nothing to them. They are in this fire, and the fire is much worse than what the normal fire would be. But they would walked out with good health. They walked out in good spirits. They walked out with a good attitude, and they walked out with good looks. And the text tells us that they didn't even smell like smoke. They didn't even smell like fire. They walked out of this fiery furnace as a representation of the power of God. And I'm here to remind you this morning, my brothers and sisters, it's all because of God. God protected them. God proved himself to them. God proved to Nebuchadnezzar that no weapon formed against the child of the true and living God will ever prosper. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even though you have not faced the fiery furnace like these three Hebrew boys, I believe I can say that you've all faced some fire in your lives. Am I talking to someone this morning? We've all faced the effects of this pandemic over this past year. Some of us have lost our jobs. Some of us were furloughed. Some of us were faced eviction and even foreclosure. Some of us faced being unhoused. And there are those who have been even infected with the coronavirus and are facing some long-term health effects because of the coronavirus. Yes, you may not have been in an actual fire, but I'm here, and I believe, my brothers and sisters, that some of us have experienced the fire of this pandemic that we've all been going through. Some of us have lost loved ones and friends due to COVID. Some of us have battled with depression and loneliness due to the isolation that COVID has caused. And all of us have had to face changes of our daily routines and our daily lives prior to this pandemic. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, you don't look like what you've been through. But what I like most about this text this morning, my brothers and sisters, is that God showed everybody in the land that there is no other God but him. And because of God, they don't look like what they've been through. Yes, my brothers and sisters, these three Hebrew boys stood on the word of God. They trusted in the Lord. They believed that the Lord would deliver them from this conflict, would deliver them from the fiery furnace, would deliver them from being hurt. And truth be told, my brothers and sisters, I believe that their story is our story as well, because we've all been faced with some hot flames of life. And the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego has been there to help us and to protect us too. And I want you to know, because you have a living testimony, you are a witness to what God has done in your life, and that alone should want you to want to praise God. Because some of us have endured life's fire. Some of us have endured racism, classism, sexism, all kinds of isms. You've gone through some fiery flames in your life. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm going to shout to the one in the back. I know you've gone through something in your life, and you've experienced some fiery furnaces in your life. And watch this. While you were in it, sometimes it seemed that you were going through something, and it seemed like it got worse each day that went by. It seemed as if it was getting seven times worse than usual. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I'm here to let you know your trials felt seven times harder. Your sickness felt seven times worse. You worried seven times longer, and the Satan thought that he would that fire would hurt you, and it should have killed you. It should have stretched you out. It should have put you in a psych ward. But because of God's love, his care, his help, and his protection, you have been in the fire, but you have not been consumed. Yes, my brothers and sisters, you don't look like what you have been through. Yes, my brothers and sisters, you are living well. You smell good. You look good. I don't know who I'm talking to. I have news for somebody today that you don't look like what you have been through. Yes, my brothers and sisters, you don't look like what you've been through. So why did the fire not take us out? Why did the trials and the fire of the things that we've gone through not take us out? Why being in the midst of these flames that were hotter than seven times than what we faced before have not taken us out? Let me suggest this, and this is my one point for the day, that the fire was not meant to take you out or to end you, but it was to enhance you. Let me say that one more time. The fire was not meant to take you out or to end you, but it was to enhance you. And that fire that you went through in life was not meant to destroy you, but it was meant to enhance you, to shape you, to be more like Christ. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I'm here to encourage somebody that might be going through something right now. You might be going through the midst of a fiery furnace or the midst of a fiery trial right now. I don't know what you're faced with, but I'm here to let you know that God is going to be right there for you. He's going to deliver you from that situation. He's going to bring you out of that situation. And that situation that you're going through is not to take you out. It's not to end you, but it's only to enhance you, to shape you, to be more like Christ. You see, we were all once lost. We were all once hurt and distressed, and you felt like life's fires have consumed you more than what you're used to. But I got news for you. Just like the three Hebrew boys, because the fire was meant for evil, God meant it for good. Whatever you're going through right now, I'm here to let you know that God is going to bring you through, and you don't look like what you've been through. Yes, the struggles that you're going through is only going to refine your faith. The hard times that you're going through is only going to strengthen your heart and develop and strengthen your faith. When you are in the fire, you found out that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And that fire was where you learned that when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Yes, I'm here to let you know, when you're in the fire and it seems like it was going to last forever, that you realize that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings, like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm here to let you know that the fire did not consume you, because it was only meant to refine you. It was only meant to enhance you. And I don't know about anyone else today, but I'm here to encourage you on this morning that you don't look like what you've been through. You don't look like the struggles and the depression that you've gone through. You don't look like all the issues and all the hardships that you've gone through. You don't look like what you went through. And I don't know about anyone else today, but Jesus, I remember when he saved me when I was in the middle of my mess. He touched me while I was in my stuff. He gave me hope when I was in a hopeless situation. He touched me when nobody else could get to me. And I don't know if that's your story this morning, but I'm here to let you know that's why I don't look like what I've been through. And that's why you don't look like what you've been through, because Jesus, Jesus reached down and saved you, and he saved me while I was in my mess. He blessed you, and you didn't deserve it. And because of his grace, you don't look like what you went through. And I heard somebody say that there is a light in the valley of death for me, since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came in my heart. Now I'm glad about the fire, and truth be told, I'm here to let you know, if there was never a problem that I went through, I would never know that God could solve them. And I'm here to let you know, through it all, I've learned to depend on Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to depend on God. Through it all, I've learned that the Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? And that's why we don't look like what we've been through. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I don't know what you're faced with. I don't know what you're going through, but the Lord put it upon my heart to encourage you this morning, to let you know to hold on and hang tight, and know that even though you've gone through the fire, you're not going to be burned. And even though we've been through the flood, we're not going to be overwhelmed. And even though we've been with the dogs, we have no fleas. I've heard that we have been hard pressed on every side. We've been crushed, and we are been perplexed, but not in despair. We have been forsaken and struck down, but we have not been destroyed. And I don't know who I'm talking to, because I know that Jesus is the one that can fix it all. Saul, and he fixed it on that hill called Calvary. They whipped him all night long. They hung him high and stretched him wide. They put nails in his hands. They put nails in his feet. They killed him on the criminal's cross. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. But early on Sunday morning, I'm here to let you know that he didn't look like what he went through. He rose from the grave with all power in his hands. And I'm here to let you know he gave us power to live, power to love, power to make it, power so you don't have to look like what you've been through. And I don't know who I'm in talking to this morning, but I'm here to let you know that you don't look like what you've been through. I know your pillow is filled with tears. I know that you feel like your heart has been broken for the longest, but I'm here to let you know that God is going to deliver you from all the things that you're going through, that God is going to deliver you. And you don't look like what you've been through. I'm here to let you know, and somebody needs to hear this today. And let me tell you, you can make it through. You can get through. So hold on, whatever you're going through. You are more than conquerors in Christ. And the Apostle Paul reminds us. He reminds us that even when we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. Yes, my brothers and sisters, whatever it is that you're faced with right now, whatever you're going through, I'm here to let you know that you don't look like what you've been through. You're a king, my brother, and you are a queen, my sister. You are a chosen people, God's special possession, and you don't look like what you've been through. Some of you might be saying, Pastor, you don't know what I'm faced with right now. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the struggles that I'm experiencing in life right now. It seems like things keep happening. They keep piling up. One thing happens, and next thing you know, something else happens. I take two steps forward and have to take four steps back. Well, I'm here to let you know, keep pressing on, to keep moving forward. And I'm here to let you know that God is going to deliver you, and you don't look like what you've been through. Keep holding on, my brother. Keep holding on, my sister. Keep pressing forward and know that God will deliver you from all of your issues and all your situations. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They trusted in God. They believed in God. They believed on his word. They knew that they should serve no other God but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they believed that God would deliver them from the fiery furnace. And if not, they still would worship God and God alone. And I'm here to let you know that when you put your trust in God, like these three Hebrew boys, when you hold on to his hand, I'm here to let you know that God will carry you through what you're faced with. So hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Know that God will bring you through, and you don't look like what you've been through. If you receive that word, give God some praise. Amen. Amen. We praise God. Amen. You don't look like what you've been through. See, what's going to happen is you're going to, whatever your situation you're going through right now, you're going to, when you get through it, you're going to look back on this sermon and you're going to realize that Pastor Neil told you that you don't look like what you've been through. And I'm here to encourage you. You're going to realize that God brought you through. He delivered you. And I'm here to tell you that all you had to do was hold on to God's unchanging hand. And I'm so thankful that we even have the Chicago Mass Choir to give us a selection called Hold On to God's Unchanging Hand, that we can hear a word and hear a song from them. But trust in God, my brothers and sisters, and know that you don't look like what you've been through. Amen. Amen. but acknowledge God in all his ways. Amen, amen. We praise God for the Chicago Mass Choir. Amen. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And I'm here to let you know, you won't look like what you've been through. Amen. And the three Hebrew boys, they don't look like what they went through because they held on to God's word. They trusted in God. They believed in God, and God delivered them just like he will deliver you. We praise God for all of you that's tuning in. We praise God, and we hope that word was an encouragement to your heart, my brothers and sisters, to keep holding on, and you don't look like what you've been through. We praise God again for all of you, whether you're tuned in via Facebook Live or you're listening in via our conference call. We are still in need of your support, and we praise God for all of you who've sown a seed. We praise God. We have some wonderful tithers, and we just praise God for you. We are still in need of your support for you to support our ministry and to sow a seed into our ministry. So we ask that you would go to fbcbaden.org, and you will see a button where you can click give, and you can give to our ministry so that we can continue to be a blessing to our community and bless those in our surrounding areas. Also, if you prefer, you could also send a donation, send your tithes to our mail, P.O. Box 1636, Baden, North Carolina, 28009. We praise God again for all of you. We thank God, and we pray God's blessings upon each and every one of you. Let us prepare our hearts for God's benediction. Amen. Now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. 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 We praise God for all of you. We pray that you will have a blessed week. Know that God loves you, and know that I love you also. Have a blessed week. Thank you for tuning in, and see you on next week.